when we gathered here 1 week ago, it was December 24, Christmas Eve day. We were filled with joyful anticipation of what was to come, meaning the birth of our Savior. And that made a lot of sense, because we were really looking forward to something really great. There's something similar on December 31, but something very different also, because this is New Year's Eve day, and everybody's looking forward to the new year, or to New Year's Eve. But it's not the same, because the coming of a new calendar is nothing like the coming of the Lord among us, the Word made flesh. So it's not really anything to celebrate by comparison to what we're already celebrating, the birth of the Savior. That's why the church doesn't pay that much attention to the change of the calendar, but pays a lot of attention to the birth of the Savior, and that event we celebrate with an octave. 8 days, Christmas, 8 days of Christmas. Today's the seventh day. We're celebrating the birth of the Savior. So even though everybody is looking forward to New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and everybody is greeting one another, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, the church is saying, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. This is still a celebration of Christmas. The theme that we have chosen to focus on for today is a Christmas theme. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. It was the response to our psalm today, Psalm 96. In fact, this Psalm 96 is used repeatedly during the octave of Christmas. It's a kind of Christmas psalm, because it's a celebration, a joyful celebration of the Lord with us. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. You can see where it comes from here. Let the sea and what fills it resound. Let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. Then shall all the trees of the forest exult before the Lord, because the Lord comes. He comes to rule the earth. So we're celebrating the coming of the Lord. He has come. So heaven and earth is rejoicing. Now, in biblical language, to say the heavens and the earth, that doesn't mean two different things. It means everything. Heaven and earth is all creation, everything that is. Let everything rejoice. But we, because in modern way of thinking, we like to distinguish and separate. We think of the heavens as one thing and the earth as something else, and they're not really that closely connected. Heaven is everybody who's in heaven, the saints and the angels, everybody with God, and the earth is everybody down here. And it seems to us like it's not very closely connected. That's not the biblical way of understanding the heavens and the earth. But let's reflect on it this way anyway. Let the heavens be glad. Well, of course. We say, of course. Anybody in heaven is already glad by definition. To be with God, to be in glory forever, that's eternal happiness. We don't have to tell people in heaven to be glad. They already are. Let the heavens be glad. Okay. And the earth rejoice. The second part makes us pause for a moment. Let the earth rejoice. We say yes. Well, of course. Because the Lord has come. The Word has been made flesh, and He has made His dwelling among us. God is with us. We rejoice. And yet, sometimes we don't rejoice. Sometimes the earth does not rejoice. And we have a lot of reasons, it seems to us, not to rejoice, even if it is Christmas. I'm sure you heard those sirens this morning. Did everybody hear the sirens? They went on for a long, long time. Maybe before 6 in the morning, they were going on and on. Lots of sirens for a long time. Maybe they're still going, I don't know. But something was happening in the neighborhood. Are those people whose houses are burning up, are they rejoicing? Is earth rejoicing? No. So how can we say, let earth rejoice? We can say, let the heavens be glad, but how can we say that the earth rejoice? We still have a lot of problems. This is where we have to go beyond what we feel, and we have to go beyond what we see. Our rejoicing is in the Lord. The joy of Christmas is not just because everything is nice now. It's not all nice. But the Lord is with us, and so we have a real reason to rejoice. Now, as I was reflecting on this, because this is a beautiful Christmas message and an important one, important as we go forward into the new year, we have to know why we rejoice. We have to know how to rejoice. Otherwise, the next bad thing that happens, that comes along, will make us not rejoice anymore. And then that's the end of our celebration. The heavens can be glad, but we're down here in this valley of tears. So as I was reflecting on this, what came back to my mind was this little video. Actually, it was Brother Bart that sent it to me. I don't know if you sent it to me on Christmas. Earlier this week, he sent me a little video. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful day. Now, some of you might have seen it because it went viral, 2 million views in 2 weeks. It's a beautiful day. Now, it starts out with a little boy, maybe, I don't know, 8, 9 years old, schoolboy. He's in his school uniform, and he's singing. It's very, very simple. There's no music. He's singing in his classroom, probably, I don't know, maybe during recess, or something very, very simple. Disarmingly simple and charming. He's got a great voice, and he sings, I can't remember how he starts it, something like, I don't want to act too high and mighty, because tomorrow I might fall down on my face. Lord, I thank you for sunshine. Lord, I thank you for rain. Lord, I thank you for joy. I thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. And that's the whole song. I mean, that's his version. Now, that's the little boy singing, and probably some kid on his cell phone recorded that, and I don't know how it got onto YouTube. But then some professional musician picked up on it, and he embellished it with more music. He plays the ukulele, and he plays the trumpet, and he's got this little gadget to play digital sounds, I don't know, like bass line or something. And he dresses it all up. But the message is basically the same. I thank you for sunshine. I thank you for rain. I thank you for joy. I thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day. I say, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. It's easy to thank God for sunshine. It's easy to thank him for joy. What's this about rain and pain? Did he throw that in there just because it rhymes? Well, we can thank God for rain because we need rain for crops to grow, and it's good to have rain sometimes. But what about pain? How can we say it's a beautiful day if we're in pain? And this is the important thing. And this is where the song, which starts out so simply, as if it's just a child's song, you can see there's something profound about this. There's a profound message in it. He's saying it's a beautiful day even when it is raining. It's a beautiful day even when I'm in pain. It's still a beautiful day, and I'm still thanking God. Now, that's a mature response to the trials of life. That's what faith does. It makes it possible for us to look at what is happening now with confidence in God, with gratitude to God. And one of the key things to this is what he said at the very beginning of the song, I don't want to act too high and mighty, because tomorrow I might fall down on my face. That's humility. Humility. Maybe when I fall down, I might not feel so grateful, but I'm going to give thanks today. It's a beautiful day today. Starting with humility and then gratitude. So these two qualities make it possible for us to continue celebrating this psalm response, let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Because if we have humility, then we won't think of ourselves as high and mighty and smarter than God and telling him how things should be when they're not the way we want them to be. That's not the way humble people respond. And then gratitude, grateful for everything. Grateful for everything that is, everything that God does. Now, this is the challenge, because if your house is burning down and you're surrounded with fire engines and sirens, or if the economy collapses, or if there's a war or a disaster, we say, well, that's just not good. And we have to go beyond that natural, normal reaction and say, it's a beautiful day. It's not artificial. It's not denial of the truth. It goes deeper than the experience of the moment. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. No matter what our experience is now. No matter what trial we might be facing or will face in the new year, let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice, because it's a beautiful day. I thank, Lord, I thank you for sunshine. I thank you for rain. I thank you for joy. I thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day. I encourage you to watch that little video. It's the basic message, I think, that helps us take our Christmas joy into the new year.